Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today, what is today? It's going to be Wednesday, January 11th, 2023, episode number 256. And here we go. I have finally sat down alone, got the speaker out, the microphone. no one's home at my house. I have a topic that I'm going to run with. Might sound like I'm rambling, but I do have one topic that just came to me. I sat down like, what the hell am I going to talk about? Tara just left to get the kids. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this time to get the podcast done. So had a little bit of time before, so I'm proud of that. So here we are. Second week of a new year. And the kids are about to go back to school. Which I want to talk about first, is the long break that the kids seem to have, this year. When we looked at the schedule and we were like, holy crap, the kids don't go back to school until January 11th. Almost two weeks because of Christmas, and when that fell. And, we thought, man, that's going to be crazy. That's going to be a long time. And then put on top of that, we couldn't have seen it when we first looked, of course, but the weather that we've had the last 2 weeks, as long as they've been on break, this weather has been so shitty. So here we are thinking, oh shit, that's already a long time. We have the kids inside now because it's raining every 20 friggin' minutes. We get, drained out from the, or, couldn't make it to the gym. It was nuts. And about 3 days in, Tara and I talked about like, holy shit, this is gonna be a long ass 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And it's different for us because we're home. Me most of the day and Tara all day with them while they're on break. So we're not like most parents who, have to go to an office or have to be separate because they're like in an office setting. So we got to keep them busy. We don't have a babysitter. They don't go to a camp or anything. So we got to keep them busy. It's freaking raining. This is going to be a long ass time. And right now, here I am about, 15 hours away. And from them going back, and I just was eating dinner and told Tara, I'm not ready for them to go back. I don't even remember now if I had talked about anything last week about this, but our kids have developed a little more in a big way when it comes to how Aiden is talking and using words now that Tara and I look at each other like, where did that come from? We're not sitting them down. We're not teaching them throughout the day. We have not done anything. We've barely done any reading, which I hate to admit, but it's the truth. And, Aiden is speaking things that he wouldn't be doing it, or he was not doing when he was in school. And then Julian and I specifically, we've had now like really great talks and about like, future and what he wants to be when he grows up. And he's been doing workouts at the gym with me and Tara at home. And that's been, it's awesome. You have then our daughter, who's already a fucking nut job, but something about her is developing more. Now I'm saying all this, I think I have talked about this, but, I feel personally like my kids and public schools, it is what it is. And it's almost like you get what you get and you deal with it. And I know we have a lot of teachers and stuff at the school would maybe agree and disagree with me at the same time with that statement. And it's nothing personally against, as a whole. It's more of like the individual, because we've had teachers and have teachers that just kind of are, let's just pass them along. Let's get them, especially Aiden. Let's get them tested and, state tested. And then let's make sure he doesn't miss it because we need the money. And it's almost like a fully different kid when it comes to interacting with them, on an individual and as a group dynamic, because just the other day, at not prompted at all three of our fucking kids were on the ground doing puzzles because it was raining outside. We didn't let them watch TV or play any of the video game stuff. So they, you know, they got bored enough to where they figured the shit out. And Tara and I toyed with the whole homeschooling thing during the lockdowns and COVID and things. We seriously considered it, and not that we were teaching them anything, but you know, it was almost like that once, you know, when the kids were not allowed at school. And we felt like, I feel like now, like that's, it's almost like the better option, because my kids have shown that they've grown more. I mean, aside from the fact that they don't get to, you know, play with any kids in the moment while you're at home. But besides that, like, we feel like they've grown more than the first month, this first half, really, because they're halfway through it, the school year. And so it really got me thinking, and it's something that I wanted to share, because I know we have a lot of parents that come to the gym, and I'm wondering if, like, you guys have seen any of that type of growth within your children during this long, what it feels like a longer break, just because we're going back later, but you know, during this break and not being able to go outside, like, how did that go? I'm very curious to know. So if you share that with me, I'd love to hear about it. Because that's the shift we saw, and it was for the better. So I'm just wondering, and would like to know if anything went for the, I guess, for the worse, you know, how, you know, were your kids terrible? Because our kids could have been terrible. That's what we were expecting, you know, fighting with each other and yelling at each other, crying all day just because they couldn't get outside, but it was totally not that. And I loved it. And now here I am with what's behind us as far as the lawsuit's concerned, and I had this break with my children. It's right before, it was the best Christmas present ever, was paying someone $30-something thousand overall. That was the biggest and most expensive Christmas present that I could give myself, because it let me relax and it let me enjoy the holiday, enjoy the new year. And it really put in, like, right before I sat down to record this, it really put everything into perspective. And so I wrote down, what's your why? And I tell you all of that mumbo, you know, all the mumbling and shit that I've been doing the past however many minutes. I tell you all that about the kids because that's it. Fuck. That's the why. The why is so I can be home and raise them. That, you know, I have the opportunity and I built the chance to do just that. You know, they're on break, I'm on break, and we can hang out. You know, I just know that when I was a kid and having, you know, a mom that worked like three jobs at a time sometimes, and a dad that was gone early in the morning, sometimes didn't get back until late at night, and eating dinners alone, because, you know, after football practice or volleyball practice, it's everybody's already eaten. And not that I never expected to, you know, like, any of them to wait, because it was, you know, later in the evening. Seeing now what I have with our kids, because we get to sit down and have dinner with them, talk about our days. I get to pick them up from school. The why that has been, you know, kind of relit because of the bullshit's done with, and we get to focus on pushing forward. And there are a lot of things that I want to do this year, and the first couple weeks, I'm trying to find that time for me. But now kind of drawing on this and thinking about this kind of stuff, it's like, well, why are some of the people that came to the gym, why are they coming to the gym? What was the reason that you first stepped through our doors? What brought you to us, and what's keeping you with us? As far as, and that's not the fit, like, we, that's not even the fitness part or the people that you've met at the gym. Like, those are good reasons to, you know, to join a gym and to keep, you know, accountable and have those relationships. But what pushed you through our door? Is it your son? Is it your daughter? Grandkids? Wedding? You know, whatever. What brought you to us? because you need to remind yourself of that when those, you know, when the days get rainy, like they have been, and it's easy to be like, well, you know, it's kind of cold. It's raining outside. When those days happen, and when the days happen for me where I just kind of want to lay around and not do anything, and, you know, been up since 3 something because of the weather, and I'd much rather take a nap than, you know, go out and dig a ditch to make sure that the rain doesn't come flooding into our yard, which I actually had to do today. Like, the why behind all of that stuff is my 3 children. So what is that for you? And make sure that in those days that you're not sure you want to keep doing this fitness thing, or I don't want to go today, it's Monday. Think of the reasons that you're stepping through our door anyways. Is it for your own health? Is it to get ready for some race? Is it to get better at running? Is it to get my first pull-up? Like, whatever that is, keep going. You know, I go and I want to do these things because of my son or my daughter, or again, the wedding, whatever it is, whatever it is, keep pushing at the gym because of those things. Let those keep fueling you, and be reminded often. Even on the days that you don't feel like going, like if it's a good day and you feel like going, build on that and push that feeling more, like, yep, and get more excited. And when you get to the gym, let everybody know how excited you are. Like, I'm happy to be here. Glad to see you guys. Like, let that energy go, because what you don't understand is the person that's standing across from you did come, but didn't fucking feel like it, is feeling like, you know, shit. And your energy might be that spark that they need to fuel that fire that's going, that why. You know, it might remind them, oh yeah, that's right, I'm here because I have a wedding in 6 months. Oh yeah, that's right, I gotta get ready for my grandson or daughter that's gonna be here, or my daughter or my son, for those that don't, you know, aren't looking to see what they're having, a boy or a girl. Remember those whys. And when it's a good day, grab it and run with it, and just keep going with it. I'm just flipping through this book that Tara gave me, seeing if I can find anything that she made me this thing a while back, of all these things, like the book of MEFs that I've written over the years as a gift. I'm not finding any though that are short enough, but maybe I'll read that the next time. All right, guys, that's it. Today is Wednesday, so our sweatshirt order will be done today. So get your name and your size at least on the list, and we'll get it ordered, and then we'll go from there. That's all the news for this month. I see, yep, nothing else. Great. All right, guys, remember your why. Go after it. We'll see you in the gym. Be safe out there on the roads. See you later.